Listening Library presents The Guinevere Deception by Kirsten White, read for you by Elizabeth Nolden. To Steph and Jared for opening their home as a magical portal, and to Mr. Tumnus for tolerating me there. Chapter 1. There was nothing in the world as magical and terrifying as a girl on the cusp of womanhood. This particular girl had never before felt the power she held by existing in a space of men, but today, surrounded by them, it radiated from her. I am untouchable. They revolved around her as though she were the earth, and they the adoring but distant sun and moon and stars. It was a type of magic in and of itself. A veil obscured and dimmed the world around her. She sat back achingly straight in her saddle. She did not wriggle her toes in the boots they were so unaccustomed to. She pretended she was a painting.
"I cannot believe the convent had no nuns willing to travel with you," Brangion complained, brushing at the fine layer of dust that baptized their journey.
Then, as though unaware she had spoken aloud, she bowed her head.
"But of course, I'm very pleased and honoured to be here."
The smile offered in response to Brangion's apology went unacknowledged. "Of course," the girl said, but the words were not quite right. She could do better. She had to.
"I do not love travel either, and I appreciate the kindness you have shown by being my companion on this long journey. It would be lonely without you."